Hello.
Hi, John. I didn't want to interrupt you while you were talking earlier, but how'd you get along with those fellows? You making it make a sale, I hope? Well, we have to realize, John, that, you know, the House and Senator, well, at least the House, is so damn strong for this fellow. We're going to have a hell of a time if we don't appoint him. He's worked this hill before, you know, himself.
Yeah, he's done some yeoman service for us.
Right.
Got that study, but what the end result of it was is that we thought, listen to what you're, you know, let me interrupt for just a moment.
Yeah.
You know what Walter's thought is?
Yeah.
He says he can get teams for us past the bar and confirm to us, you know, breathe. Isn't that interesting?
Really? I'll tell you why I think it's a risk we shouldn't buy. I think it looks like a petulant president pushing somebody again. That's the point. It's fine for Haynesworth, but it's not good for the presidency, you know.
Well, the fact that the change of the Senate would put it through, wouldn't that probably detract from that concept?
I just think it looks a little bit that we're just trying to prove to these fellows that they were wrong. Did you ever find out his age? Great, great. All right, you're all right that way.
I know.
None. Hell, I lost my head.
Absolutely. No question.
At least I was before the Supreme Court a couple of times, and he never been. If he doesn't, then we can roll without him.
Yeah. Well,
we may have to do.
Well, we may very well have
to. But what we want to do is we have to do that way. We've got to get the Senate and the House to about 2/5 of them endorsing him.
John McFarlane, the good old soldier, has volunteered to start a program.
Is he for Pop?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you should let him go then. If he could start a little program. So look, John, the bar raises these questions, and if John could sort of develop, you know, get a certain number of names, and I would also tell Ford in the House to let him go. Would you do that?
Yes,
give Jerry a call and say, look. Well, your evaluation, see, as I told you, I've not been quite that impressed because I haven't really seen him in action, but... On the other hand, he's a young man, and he's a good lawyer and good guy. That's what we need in that court.
Yeah, the age. Now, Ed Walsh was making the test that the president was in all his problems. And it would be much easier for...
Quite a judge?
Well, no, to confirm somebody that's older and more... You know,
no.
Part of the establishment.
No, sir.
That's
right. No, sir. Absolutely. Now, on the other thing, John, on the second one, if it comes, can I urge you to try to examine everything to see if you can find a Catholic, a good Catholic? No, Christ, no, that's what I mean.
But
I mean,
you know, if you went down that, the Eisenhower administration went down that track before you.
And they got Brennan, no. But you don't have an honest Italian, do you?
Yeah, they're awful hard to find.
The Pole?
No. William French Smith, he isn't one, is he?
Oh, Christ, no, he's a Protestant, rich, and everything else.
All right.
Well, take a look at the Catholics, will you? State doesn't bother me.
Okay.
If he's young enough, the state would be good. Massachusetts would be good. You know, we'd get work to put for him.
Yeah.
Is he a Catholic?
Oh, yes. He's quite a fine, hard-nosed judge, but I'm a little worried about his age.
How old is he?
You
think he's too old, you mean?
It could be.
If he could be just 55, that's about right.
Yeah.
That gives him 15 years. Well, you look for one, will you?
You think that's a good line to take?
I do. Politically, we're going to gain a lot more from a Catholic. Look, the Protestants are just figure thrown. If he's a conservative, a Catholic conservative is better than a Protestant conservative. We really need that.
More ingrained, I'm sure.
Well, the point is, it'll mean more to the Catholics, that's my point, than it will to the Protestants. The Protestants expect to have things. The Catholics don't. Well, about after I die. You know and I know there aren't any.
There are no conservatives, I'll say that. But
never. I think the double play, though, really gives us a great opportunity here.
I too head into the prospect of it.
Good. Walsh a Catholic?
Yeah. Definitely.
How would he be? Too liberal?
I'm only 57.
Yeah, I know. Would he be too liberal?
No, I don't believe so. I think they've changed a lot of things.
Well?
I'm not sure he'd get it.
He'd take it.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, he'd take it. In a minute. The only thing I'd be worried about him on busing. He'd be all right on the criminal law. Now, just think of that a minute. Walt, if he's a Catholic, if he isn't a Catholic, forget it. He's such a great lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, just put it in the back of your head, will you?
I will indeed.
I think I'll give Bill a call. Just knowing what it's Roger. He knows it well. We'll see what he can do. Is that all right?
Yeah. All right.
Good.
Bill, I'm going to take that a little bit about what I've been running into for some time.
What, Bill, want a liberal? How old is Walsh?
Ed's either 56 or 57, which isn't too bad.
No, he can serve for 75.
Of
course, that would be met with universal acclaim at the bar, and it would fill in beautifully for Harlan.
Yes,
but I want to be sure that he's known as a conservative. Is he? If there's anything tomorrow, I'll be available all day long. I've got a heavy schedule, but call me if anything develops, will you?
Yes, sir, I will, because I expect to hear from Warren Burgess maybe later tonight.
Fine. Well, give me a call, will you?
I will, and I want to
Good. Okay.
I will.
Thank you.